Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fabulous Friday today. Lots of news going on, as always. Lots of things to bring up. How are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, beautiful day here today. It was funny. We had a really pretty winter all the way from like November, December, January. It was beautiful. Beautiful down here, and all of a sudden February hit and it turned into summer. It just got hot, and it's the weirdest thing. It did the same thing last year, so it's very strange, and we're not used to that. Usually we usually had really pretty Februarys when I was a kid in Florida. It was always really nice and cool here and sunny, and we do have a good sunshine today, though. But I've got an interesting thing. Yesterday I got contacted by a pastor who knows Donald Trump, who's been a huge Trump supporter now for the last 2 years, and is on that pastoral advisory committee, but he hasn't been back to the White House in almost 2 years now. That was one of those things that kind of got, you know, kind of, how should I say, quished in the thing pretty quick as far as with Trump. And he basically said lock Trump up. He said he's done. And this guy was basically a hardcore Trump fanatic. I mean, he was fussing at me the whole time for the last 2 years when I started saying Trump wasn't doing everything right. And now he's pretty much on my page, and he's really, really frustrated. And why is it? Because of what Trump tweeted yesterday. Trump said he wants 5G and even 6G wireless tech as soon as possible. On Thursday, Trump urged wireless technology companies to step up their efforts to build the next generation data networks. He wanted 5G and even 6G technology in the United States as soon as possible. Tweet comes on the United, it comes as the United States and China prepare for another round of trade talks. And then they ask, what is 6G? Is it even a thing yet? And 6G is the next generation past 5G. It's a theoretical concept, and it kind of talks about terahertz frequency networks and spatial multiplexing. I mean, this sounds like a bunch of awful lot of energy being pushed into the atmosphere. This is, in fact, they're saying it's going to be 1,000 times faster than 5G. I mean, what the heck? All of this would require tiny miniaturized cellular antennas distributed and embedded everywhere in our society. Guys, this is DARPA, and I've said this so many times. This is why my pastor friend got so upset, because he understands this. This is DARPA. This is military technology using these gigahertz ranges that basically are used to produce active denial systems and to target individuals based on DNA and cellular frequency. In other words, this thing can be a doggone death weapon to anybody with the right DNA. If they target in, if they know your DNA, they know your frequency, they can actually track you, target you, and stop your heart with this thing. This thing's bad. This is really, really bad. In fact, the 5G thing in general, bathing us in a doggone microwave, it's like jumping in a microwave and closing the door. That's what they're doing to us. They're going to turn the entire planet into this giant microwave oven, and we're supposed to be sitting around and doing it and basically enjoying it and loving it, which is ridiculous. In fact, 5G is the stupidest idea in the history of the world, Washington State biochemistry medical science professor says. Professor Martin P. Powell, professor emeritus of biochemistry in the basic medical sciences at Washington State University, outlines in a new report that many health issues are risks associated with 5G technology. And he's warning everybody of what could happen to us, increased risk of cancer, increased risk of all kinds of neuropsychiatric effects, electromagnetic field poisoning, all of this stuff. He says, guys, don't do this. It's not worth the risk. And guys, it doesn't matter. Trump's going to do what Trump wants to do. In fact, Trump has actually signed as an executive order basically stopping the testing and the development of 5G with basically safeguards in place before it's implemented. He stopped it all. So, I mean, what the heck? But again, if this is what it's about setting up a statewide, worldwide, nationwide control grid to track every single one of us. And remember, they could do something else with us too. You know, they learn, if you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and this is a funny title, but it's a really good book, and you read it, Dr. General Stubblebine's in there, and he's talking about what the CIA has done and what they've learned about frequency. And he said that there's a certain frequency that makes you elated. That's an energy pulse they can put through you. Another one that makes you absolutely depressed, suicidally depressed. Another one will make you unbelievably sick and give you cancer and basically give you instant diarrhea. One of them, some of them make you want to go take a nap and go to sleep. So they have the ability at that point when they implement this weapons control system with the 5G technology. This is scalar wave technology, by the way. This goes right back to Tesla. And they have the ability to change your state, create another Arab Spring, create rioting, create an entire group of people in a mall to suddenly go berserk, like that one movie we saw a few years ago that was based out of the England, the group of people over there. They had the cell phones. They were being triggered with Samuel Jackson. And they could actually trigger emotions, make people start fighting and killing each other. You say, well, would they really use it for this? I don't know what they're going to do with it. And that's the problem. It's kind of like often we talked about when George W., the great single-digit IQ president that we had, basically was – he didn't do anything. He just was a stand-in, fill-in. And then we got the Patriot Act passed, and we got the National Defense Authorization Act and all the other things he pushed through. What the reality is this. You know, I said back then, this is not good because we don't know if George Bush is going to use this for nefarious reasons, but we certainly don't think, you know, that the next president – will maybe be as honest as George was, maybe even worse. And of course, he was. It was Barack Obama, and they just keep signing more and more and more legislation. It's like right now, my attorney John Parvin said that he didn't think that there's any way that if this thing goes to the Supreme Court with Trump on the wall, that the Trump was going to rule that the Supreme Court was going to rule in the favor of Trump because the Congress is supposed to have the purse strings to control what's being spent on a national level. So we're going to find out. All of this stuff is interesting to me because it's all smoke and mirrors, guys. This thing is just a giant, you know, game. It's like the Donald Trump reality show. I mean, and it's not just Donald Trump. It was the Barack Obama reality show. It was the George W. reality show. It was the 9/11 reality show. I mean, all of these things are just staged events to basically keep us fixated on what they're telling us to think about and not to realize that they're putting in 5G, that they really are going to do this, that the federal government now is getting involved with Gottlieb, which Austin and I called out years ago, and saying that Gottlieb is now saying that the federal government's going to have to step in with vaccine exemptions nationwide and create a national law through the FDA forbidding parents from having vaccine exemptions to their children. Yep. To stop the doggone vaccine, because people are saying that he's calling it, we have to stop vaccine hesitancy. In other words, we paid out $4.5 billion in killing children and damaging children for the rest of their life. People are finally aware of it. They're a little hesitant to do this now because they may damage their own child. So we don't want them to do that anymore. We want them to lick the boot. That's who these people are. That's who these people are. Don't give you a choice, force you to do what they want. So now they're going to take away that right or try to take away that right. And if it goes to the general school system, Austin, it'll also end up going back to the homeschoolers. I mean, this is a major, major problem. But if they try to force this on the people in the United States nationwide, there will be millions of people protesting and basically marching against this in Washington, I hope. And if that happens, I will be there with those millions, and we will tell you guys where to meet us. We'll carry our own little banners running around, and we'll do our own little thing up there. But, guys, this is going to be a major problem. We've got to make sure this doesn't happen, Austin. What do you think of these stories, and what's your thoughts?
Well put. I saw that earlier this morning, too, because on Tuesday, FDA Commissioner Gottlieb, who was put in place by Trump, basically came out now and said he wants to start overriding state laws. I quote, and he said, some states are engaging in such wide exemptions that they're creating the opportunity for an outbreak on a scale that have national implications. It is certain now that states continuing to go down this path, and we're going to be forced our hand of the federal health agencies. And so what we've seen now is threats come as mainstream media hypes measles outbreaks and continues to blame anti-vaxxers for the spread of diseases, which is ironic because every time I try to pull up any information, I cannot find a single incident where there's an outbreak of measles or anything that was started by somebody that was not vaccinated. Everybody that constantly gets reported on had their shots, yet they still got measles. Even David Knight showed how measles used to be a common, non-threatening medical issue not that long ago, and now is being portrayed as essentially the next bird flu or next mad cow disease by the media and their national crisis that they're starting to build now. This is huge because what we're seeing is that Gottlieb is looking to eliminate all religious and philosophical exemptions. Only thing he wants to allow are medical exemptions, which we have seen now in California be an absolute nightmare. The kids have to get repeated vaccination after vaccination after vaccination until they literally come down with autism, cognitive disorders, brain damage, all types of problems. And then the doctors say, okay, we need to address this. We may be able to get an exemption because because your child is so debilitated from all the vaccines that we've given them, and the aluminum, and the formaldehyde, and the mercury, and the polyabsorbate 80, and the aborted fetal cell tissue may have had a negative impact in their body, so we may have to address giving them an exemption. This is exactly what he's talking to do about now. But what we're seeing is not just a one-sided. We have the politicians that are moving to force vaccinations on the public from a state level. We have Gutlieb now coming in and saying they're going to do this on a federal level. Now we have social media giants and big tech internet censors that are purging anti-vaccine content left and right. And we've seen this all over the place. Wednesday this week, top social media site Pinterest announced a full ban on any vaccine-related searches or articles whatsoever. They will be blocking all vaccine-related searches on their social media platform in an effort to combat misleading content of the anti-vax movement, is what they're saying now. Facebook is the next social media giant that is being heavily pressured to take down any and all vaccination pages and articles that was reported on NBC last week. Now, here's what you have to ask yourself. If these vaccinations are so effective, if they're so safe, if the research speaks for themselves and they're 100% conclusive that they work every time and there's no side effects to them whatsoever, why in the world do they have to be mandated, and why in the world are we not allowed to talk about it? Because we know that's a lie. They have incredibly difficult side effects. They're unbelievably dangerous on a lot of them. Now we have the Hexavaccine. It's six different vaccinations in one shot. In a free country, citizens have the right to question anything. And I mean anything. If you want to question the quality of a vehicle, if you want to question what's in your food, if you want to question what's in your water, if you want to question something that's being injected intramuscularly into your body or your child's body, you have the right to do so, especially when they're mandated and saying you have to do this. Now, things may not change. Mandates may still stay in place, but you have the right to question it, and you have the right to address it and argue it at any point in time. Social media is slowly removing that right to question it. That, my friends, is when everybody should start questioning it all the time. We already saw in Australia an anti-vaccination movement, or actually it was a vaccination safety movement. They were trying to wake people up about the dangers of the adjuvants that are put in vaccines, and they put a billboard up. Simple billboard said, "Do you know what's in a vaccine?" Question mark. That was it. It was a question, not a statement. It was a question. Do you know what's in your vaccine? They had the billboard pulled down within 2 days. 2 days. They pulled it down. And basically the director over there in Australia, the prime minister, came out and said, "This is rubbish. This is disgusting. We will not allow this type of insane, sick, perverted billboards to be put up in our country." I kid you not. I mean, completely and totally eviscerated it because it had a billboard with a question. Listen, guys, when we reach a point in our society when we ask a question, a simple question, and we become eviscerated, and we're told to shut up, sit down, take the needle, don't ask any more questions, that is a clear-cut sign that we have to start preparing for anything and everything in the clear future. Because when the government thinks they have the right to come in now and start saying they know what's best for you, they know what you need to be injected with, they know how much 5G and 6G you need to be engulfed with, they know what you need to have in your water with fluoride, they know that GMOs need to be in your diet, that you have no right to question any of those things, and you need to sit down and take it like a good little servant. We are no longer under a Republican constitution, a republic anymore. We are a full-blown tyrannical regime when it reaches that point. So those are things that we have to question, and that's absolutely right. If they try to do this on a federal level and remove exemptions, especially religious exemptions, we're going to have to do something about it. There's no question. So, I mean, this is how far it's going to start going now. On top of that, also, other news as far as when we see how far the police state is going. We saw Stone, as you guys know, Roger Stone basically got raided 3-4 weeks ago, and they said that essentially, they had to send 27-man SWAT team to extract this 60-something-year-old man out of his house at a 4 a.m. search raid. Well, now a new story of abuse of power down here in Florida shows you how disgusting things are becoming with SWAT teams. This is what the beginning of the article says. Newport Richey mayor was arrested on Thursday after he fired at deputies when they tried to serve a search warrant on him, Pasco County Sheriff Office said, which is a complete and total lie. They sent an 8-man SWAT team to raid Dale Glenn, 68 years old, because they were charging him with basically practicing medicine from his home without a license. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is charging him with practicing medicine without a license. He voluntarily turned in his medical license in 1992. According to the FDLE, the charges came after a 4-month investigation, revealed he'd been practicing medicine from his home, and he was a drug user. Okay, so I went back and looked at this. He uses cannabis. He uses cannabis oil, pot, cannabis, CBD, THC, oil, and he basically has been helping people from his home naturally with natural medicine. And this is what they're doing. So he's practicing medicine without a license. Okay, I got it. You got charges on him. Pick him up. He's the mayor. He's high profile. He leaves to go to work. He drives places. He stops places. Stop him at a traffic stop and say, sir, we have a warrant for your arrest. We're going to take you into custody. Oh, no, they couldn't do that. They show up at his home at 5 a.m. in the morning, Pasco deputies and FDLE law enforcement SWAT teams, to execute a search warrant. Now, here's the real story, and this shows you how inept this SWAT team is. The one deputy banged on his door and announced that they were law enforcement one time. This is law enforcement. We have a search warrant. Bang, bang, bang. Dale is upstairs in his bedroom, sound asleep at 5 a.m. He hears somebody banging on his door and hear people clamoring and yelling. So he gets up, grabs his .40 caliber pistol. Oh, but of course, the SWAT team, they can't figure out how to do anything peacefully. When no one answers, they hit the door 4 times with a battering ram. Door doesn't open up. When the door doesn't open, a third deputy takes a breaching shotgun, which is a 12-gauge Mossberg or Remington with a heavy, heavy breaching slug in it, blows through the door handle and the deadbolt, blows particles all inside of his house. Door still doesn't open. So a battering ram comes up again. They hit his door 2 more times with a battering ram. Door still doesn't open. These guys, in their brilliant IQ, realize, oh, the door opens outward. It doesn't open inward. We just need to open the door. So they open the door. And of course, when they open the door, they don't announce that they're law enforcement. They don't say, we have a search warrant. You need to peacefully surrender and come down with your hands up. They throw a flashbang in the house. Flashbang goes off. Dale opens fire with a .40 caliber handgun after he repeatedly yelled from the top stairs for them to show them his search warrant. So, of course, the deputies, they don't know what to do now. They run away, go get behind cover, get loudspeakers and spotlights, and demand he basically comes out of the house. He does, comes out with his cell phone. Deputies said that he was awakened. He told them that he was awakened. He yelled multiple times to see a search warrant. All they kept doing was banging and shooting at his door. So when the door finally opened, he yelled again. They threw a flashbang in. He shot down the stairwell. Then now they're charging him with multiple counts of felony attempted murder on top of the practicing medicine from his home. Why have we reached a point in this country, guys? Listen to me. Why have we reached a point where we allow law enforcement to treat everybody with minor crimes as they're a full-blown drug-dealing gun criminal like El Chapo, who is funded by the ATF, DEA, and CIA? Why is this happening so frequently now that we can't just have a simple, there's a search warrant, go pick him up with multiple law enforcement? He's 68 years old. I don't know anybody that is pretty much that owns a firearm that would have been okay with having their door beat on for almost a minute straight, shotgun with a breaching door, then flashbang while you're yelling to see a search warrant, never submitted, never shown, never declared. You go, okay, fine. I don't know who's at my door. I'm going to start shooting now after a flashbang goes off. These are the levels of tyranny that are slowly starting to engulf the United States, and we have to realize it is not stopping. Federal judge yesterday has now issued a gag order on Roger Stone, ordering that Trump refrain from making any further public statements. She went on to say, and I quote, I'm not giving him another chance. This is federal U.S. Director, District Judge Amy Berman Jackson. She says the defendant may not speak publicly about the case, period. He may not even comment about the case indirectly at all. Now going to find out, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who issued the gag order, is an Obama-appointed judge who dismissed the Benghazi charges against Hillary Clinton and incarcerated Paul Manafort prior to his conviction of any crime whatsoever. Another deep state swamp rat, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, now issuing gag orders on Roger Stone. He can't even talk about the case indirectly, period. This is what we're starting to see encompass the whole country, and now we see Gottlieb coming in saying they're going to start federally looking at removing any vaccine mandates. The deep state is alive and well, and this is what is starting to occur all across the country, and this is why we do our show, this is why we talk about what we talk about, and this is why we all have to continue to wake up as many people as possible so they understand what is happening all around the country, Deb.
Okay, let me just say something. This is going to be, I haven't talked about this before. I've known about it, but I just don't talk about it. I don't talk about all the stuff because it starts sounding weird. All you have to do is Google Israel trains our police in the United States, and then you can, it'll pop up. Where do many police departments train? In Israel. Jewish groups pay to send U.S. police to train in Israel. Israel trains D.C. police over city council objections. Israel trains U.S. law enforcement in counterterrorism. U.S. police routinely travel to Israel to learn methods of U.S. Joint Israel Police and Enforcement Training. Israel trains police occupy Missouri. Israel modal model underlies militarization of U.S. police. Oh, there we go. Now, there's a real story, isn't it? So let's Google on this one. I wish I could show you on the screen right now. And here's what it says in this. It says, the Israeli model underlies militarization of U.S. police. The extreme militarization of the police forces has been brought to public attention by the attacks employed against Occupy protesters, which often appear more appropriate to counterterrorism operations than to control nonviolent protests. According to the investigative journalist Max Blumenthal, however, the proper term for this ruthless suppression of dissent should be Israelification. In an article which begins with examples of American police training alongside Israeli security services, Blumenthal writes, having been schooled in Israeli tactics, perfected during his 63-year experience of controlling, dispossessing, and occupying an indigenous population, local police forces have adapted them to monitor Muslim and immigrant neighborhoods in the U.S. cities. Meanwhile, former Israeli military officers have been hired to spearhead security operations at Americans' airports and suburban shopping malls, leading to a wave of disturbing incidents of racial profiling, intimidation, FBI interrogations of the innocent, unsuspecting people. The New York Police Department's disclosure that it deployed counter-terrorist measures against Occupy protesters encamped in downtown Manhattan's Park is just a late example of so-called war on terror that's being brought to us and being trained by us by the Israeli police and anti-terrorist groups. I have to say this to you guys, and you say, well, what are you bringing that up for? Guys, basically the pacification of Palestine, the taking over of Palestinian land, the rape of Palestinian women, the shooting of Palestinians 1,000 yards away across the border who were wearing basically credentialed uniforms for the press, and they're being shot for sport, are the same group of people that are training our police. This is why we're getting this. This is not it. This is not Andy of Mayberry and Barney Fife walking around, you know, not having a gun or not even having a bullet in the gun. This is full, hardcore militarization of the United States police force, including given all types of military hardware weapons, automatic weapons, flashbang grenades, full body armor, and it goes on and on and on and on. This is not about arresting somebody for practicing medicine without a license. This is about full-blown psychop interrogation of the American population and forcing us to comply with their wishes. This is a psychological operation. It's to basically create a slave state. That's why they've done this. I mean, police departments and sheriff's offices don't need, you know, giant, you know, military vehicles to run around in. It's just not necessary. It's not necessary. But they do this on purpose for a specific reason, for intimidation. This is about the Pavlovian training effect. This is satanic. This is all satanic. It's basically creating a slave race that's going to do exactly what they say. We have to realize, gosh, I hate getting into this stuff. We have an interdimensional interface that we have through our brain that allows us to basically stay in contact with God through the Holy Spirit. But it also allows the demon worshipers to interface with interdimensional entities in other dimensions, giving them power and getting knowledge back from them, and these entities creating prosperity for these people that are doing this. All of this is designed to create a giant slave race to feed the energy from human beings, including from abortions, to these interdimensional aliens. This is why Baal and Moloch and all these other gods and Asher, all this other stuff, is all satanic worship. And this is what it is. And it's about feeding the entities. That's why we had 40 million abortions in the United in the world last year alone. And all that energy is released into the multidimensional universe, and it feeds these things. They literally trawl, like with a net, our planet to pull this energy out, and it's a delicacy to them. And that's why they drink the blood of innocents. That's why they have sex with small children. It's not about raping the child. It's about the energy and the interdimensional connection they get from all of this. Matter of fact, ManCow had me on a show this morning to ask me this question on the air. It's this weird stuff. I don't like actually this, but this is what these guys believe. And the sad part about it is that nobody wants to talk about this stuff. Nobody wants to talk about the interdimensional universe, this multidimensional universe that we have that we can access through prayer. And that's what scalar waves do. They connect us directly to God Almighty. And so it allows us to create a reality around us and around the planet that changes the very fabric of space-time if we all agree together. The problem is that that's what this is all about. It's about fear and intimidation and creating a slave race of humans to serve them and to feed them, for we're basically their food. And you think, well, that sounds really weird. As Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. Guys, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke for these things, these entities that have been around since the Garden of Eden. This is not something that they take for granted. This is about control, and this is what happened with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, I believe with all my heart, we prayed him in. I believe he was, like Robert Davis Steele says, the accidental president that was basically put in because we prayed him in, and then he had the opportunity at that point to make some real changes, but he chose not to. Trump is a deeply conflicted, deeply complicated man who has all types of problems. You know, mentally, spiritually. I mean, the guy sleeps with whores, okay? He sleeps with whores. He sleeps with porn stars. I mean, the guy's a billionaire, and he picks tramps to sleep with. I mean, the guy is deeply conflicted. And the sad part about it is that, you know, he's our president. And so he had an opportunity. He had an opportunity when the evangelicals were praying for him in the White House. And he had the opportunity to clean this mess up. But he was quickly letting him know very quickly that he wasn't going to do that. And he was going to do whatever they told him to do. And he simply didn't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up against it. But then almost immediately, Austin, he started putting people in like Gottlieb. And you and I were the only show, Austin, that started yelling about Gottlieb and forced and mandated immunization. We were the only ones. We are the only ones that talked about that on all of alternative news that I heard. I talked about it on Hodges. I talked about it on Sheila. I talked about it on Hagman. I talked about it everywhere. And I didn't hear anybody else or any other guests talk about it. And we warned this was coming. And so Trump has basically used Q as a psychop to keep everybody in a nice, sedated state, to make everybody believe that everything's happy, happy. As they're being marched down the dark corridor to the gas chamber, to the electric chair, to the FEMA camp, they're saying in unison in their voices, trust the plan, trust the system, trust the Q. Trump is Q. Okay, all right, that's nice. So as we walk down the hallway to our own demise, we all sit around and scream, trust the plan, to the point that people have become so caught up into the Q movement that they're absolutely just idiots to deal with. And they get unbelievably mad if you question the plan, question the motive. Guys, wake up. Trump wants the guns seized in the United States. He's already had ATF change laws that were almost 100 years old to be able to seize bump stock guns. He basically forced the state of Florida to take away our guns for any reason whatsoever without due process. That's already law. He now has a man he has put in place who was former GlaxoSmithKline executive, who was a huge vaccine pusher, who's now trying to force everybody to have mandatory vaccines. Now, I'm going to say this to you, friends. You listen to me for a second, because you're going to hear it from me again. This isn't going to stop with children. It's not going to stop with children. You say, well, I don't have any kids. They can't force me to vaccinate my kids. I don't have any kids. You're not listening to me. It's not going to stop with kids. They're coming for you next. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, or beyond. They're going to say, hey, you had your measles vaccine shot booster? No. Have you had your flu shot? No. Oh, you're out of compliance. We're going to arrest you. We're going to breach your door in an Israeli military-style raid, and we're going to put you down on a gurney, boy, and we're going to immunize you. But you can't do that to me. The heck they can't. They already are. They're already taking people in traffic stops, lay them on a gurney if they refuse to give a blood test or blow on a doggone breathalyzer. They're getting a warrant via the internet from a judge, and they're forcibly extracting blood from them. Are you kidding me? No, they're already doing it. They're doing it here in Florida. You talk about losing our rights in this country, and all of the people out there, they trust the plan. We're playing multidimensional chess. This is what Trump's doing. Keep your enemies close and your friends closer and your enemies closer. Make sure you trust the plan. Q's right. Q's going to deliver us. Bull corn. It's all a lie. That whole thing Q is a psychop for you to stick your stinking needle back in your arm and take more fluoride and take more immunizations and believe that Donald Trump's the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's not. Donald Trump is a completely, deeply conflicted individual, which is completely given over to Kabbalah. Now, you heard what I just said. His entire family with Jared Kushner and Ivanka, they're all Kabbalists. They all go to a Shabbat synagogue. This is what it's all about. He's not a Christian, people. You know, newsflash, he's not saved. He's doing the work of these people who put him into power to enslave the entire population of the world. I want 5G now and 6G if possible. I'm taking all restraints and all safeguards off of it. Israel won't even put in 5G, and they're the ones who developed it. Heck with this stuff. This is a military weapon. This is DARPA. This is a microwave energy beam that can kill people. The heck with this mess. These are basically little antennas that sit on the doggone side of the road, the big cabinet that basically overlap and create scalar energy when they put a beam on top of you. I mean, are you kidding me? No, that's what it is. And yet, we're supposed to have this stuff, and we're supposed to embrace it. So when we have a mayor who's probably helping some people there in St. Pete or Clearwater, wherever he is, you know, with cannabis, maybe they got cancer, maybe they're dying, maybe he's helping them, which he probably shouldn't have done. He's not licensed anymore. They can't just pick him up on the street and stop him or go to his office and knock on his door and say, we have an appointment with you, Officer of Your Honor. We have a warrant for your arrest. Can you come out to the car with us and let's just make this as low-key as we possibly can? No, they can't do that. They got to make an example of him. I'm sure he was treating cancer without a license. I'm sure he was acting as a medical doctor without a license. I'm sure people start talking to other people and they were getting cured of cancer, being helped with cancer, and suddenly now he's practicing medicine without a license again. And heaven forbid he touches the petrochemical pharmaceutical Rothschild complex that owns everything as far as pretty much everything. Heaven forbid he go after them and start promoting a natural treatment protocol for cancer or whatever he was doing. Heaven forbid he tries to help people. I saw the same thing happen with Kerry Reams. Kerry Reams was a brilliant research chemist. Agricultural researcher here in Florida developed a protocol back in the 70s and the 80s in which he was helping all these patients overcome all these different diseases. And of course, he was arrested, practicing medicine without a license, put him in a hospital. He claimed they tried to poison him in the hospital, got out, and they ended up killing him later on. I mean, it happens all the time. Look at these doctors who are working on autism. They suddenly just killed themselves. It was all this foul play, and all of a sudden they just die. You know, I mean, it's just what happens, guys. When you touch this complex and you've got a license and you're charging people, they start telling other people, and you start making national news and you're curing people. I mean, look at Bradstreet. Bradstreet had a 15% cure rate. 15% cure rate on working with autistic children. That's huge. 85% of the kids had some improvement. Suddenly he commits suicide. They raid his office. They go inside. They take everything. Oh, come on, guys. This whole thing's ridiculous because they're trying to program us to be a certain way and be politically correct. We now know that China has basically done the full-blown implementation of their social credit system now. I mean, I had one of our listeners out of the Ukraine sent me this link. It says that annual reports – it says that China's social credit system shows its teeth. It is now banning – listen, it's awesome – millions of people from taking flights and trains. I mean, millions? Millions of people in China now have been labeled as untrustworthy and on an official blacklist, banning them from any number of activities, including accessing financial markets. Why did – there you go. I can't buy or sell. It's kind of sound like the mark of the beast system to me. Do you guys? How about you guys? Or traveling by air or train, as the use of the government's social credit system accelerates. The annual blacklist is part of a broader effort to boost trustworthiness. No, that's not trustworthiness. It's compliance and slaveworthiness in Chinese society as an extension of the Chinese social credit system, which expects to give each of its 1.4 billion citizens a personal score, kind of like a credit score, which was brought to us, by the way. Our credit scores we have here in the United States are our Beacon score. That was brought to us by the Rothschild banking boys, too. Just thought I'd mention that, just something we just like to throw out at you real quick. It's all about making sure that you're going to be credit worthy. And why I'm at this whole thing, I got to say something about Ruth Bader Ginsburg returns to the Supreme Court bench 2 months after surgery for lung cancer. I have so many reasons to be skeptical about this, so many reasons to believe, what the heck? I've got to ask you some questions. She looks younger and better than she has in years after lung surgery. Is this Ruth Bader Ginsburg that's on the Supreme Court now? Is this a body double they've put in? Ted, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm not saying I think it is. I don't know what it is. All I know is the woman is like this multiple-time cancer survivor. She couldn't keep her eyes open or stay awake. Now she's alert and running around and doing all this stuff, and she looks like she's 20 years younger than she was. What the heck? Now, Steve Quayle might say something like, well, they had to get her clone ready to replace her. And my response would be, come on now, Steve, you don't really believe that, do you? I mean, whatever. Or somebody had to have surgery done to make themselves look like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I have no idea why anybody would want to have that done to themselves, but it's just, that is one ugly woman. But the whole thing about it is that I haven't knew, but something's going on with her. I don't believe for one second that this is real. There's something else going on. You say, well, that sounds too far out there for me. I didn't say it went that far out there. I said, but quite frankly, they want us to believe everything they want us to believe. Here's another article from Breitbart. Transgender actor male asserts because he's now a female that he has a biological female penis. Okay. The man's penis becomes a female penis once a man declares himself to be a transgender, says India Moore, one of the players in a transgender theme show on the FX network. So in other words, you can keep lying about who you are and what you are. This is all Satanism, guys. Every bit of this is complete and total Satanism. They want to turn everything upside down and switch everything upside down. And then I was on Drudge last night, and I looked at this. And it said that basically over there in Sweden now, they're so mad because there's so many feminists in Sweden now who basically refuse to talk to men, who hate men, and men have turned to sex robots. I kid you not. This is on Drudge. And now these sex women, these female lesbians, are saying that they need to ban sex robots for men. Okay, so let me get this right. So I had to laugh about this last night. So we've got men being totally abused by lesbians in Sweden who are running the country, who brought all these immigrants in who like to abuse women. That's number one. And so these women basically won't have sex with the men, won't talk to the men. So the men, out of desperation, turn to sex robots. And now these same lesbians are saying in Sweden that the men can no longer use the sex robots because they don't want them to. What the heck? I've got to laugh hysterically about this one. I mean, where are we? What planet are we on? This is not the planet that I was born on. What the heck? Who are these nuts making these rules? Why would these lesbians now tell guys that are basically desperate for female contact. And don't get me wrong, I'm diametrically opposed to the use of sex robots. That's another big eugenics protocol that reduced the population. But what the heck? Why can they tell us what to do, how to live? I mean, think about it for a second. If you've got a good marriage, and I'm sure a lot of you do, you know, you can go 100%, 100% either way. But I heard Nicole Crank say it the other day on a talk show, and she was preaching, and she said it this way. Her husband and her were preaching. She said, the way I look at it is this. You know, when husband and wife, they have a 50-50 relationship. But then when they get married, the woman has to give like 1% of her authority over to the husband. So it's like 51-49. And I said, okay, let me see what Nicole has to say. Let me see how she ties this together. She goes, and the only reason we give that 1% over is because we trust the man, and he's made enough good decisions for us to trust him. And so we allow him to basically be our protective covering in our head, and we allow him to be the head of the household by the 1%. But we have to realize that, you know, the man also has to be respective of the woman, love her with all of his heart. And then they said something else that was very interesting. I'm going to say this to you young people that are dating right now. Don't just marry somebody after you meet them. Because if you marry them after you meet them and you don't really know who they are, you haven't gone through a full set of seasons with them. You know, spring, summer, fall, winter. You haven't gone through the seasons with them. You need to give them at least a year. Why is that? What happens if you start dating some really hot blonde or hot guy and all of a sudden now summertime shows up and he's on your Instagram account or she's on your Instagram account and you're all tied together and they start going to the beach and start wearing thongs and start broadcasting what great bodies they have and showing all your friends how hot they are? What the heck? Do you really want to be married to that? That doesn't make any sense. I had a friend of mine years ago, married a girl, thought she was a Christian. Went on vacation with her. Had a business convention over in Monte Carlo, over there in, you know, the south of France. And she says to him, oh, by the way, I want to go topless at the pool today. And he goes, no. She goes, well, I'm going to go topless. He goes, no. He goes, my friends are here. My business colleagues are here. My associates are here. Why do you want to go topless? Because I want to. Guys, go through a season with people. Find out who they really are. You don't really know somebody. At least for 3 months, you start to get to know them. Within 3 months, forget it. Anybody can fool you for the first month. If they're good, they can fool you the second month. It's hard to fool somebody for the third month. Some people can fool you for a bit. But go through all the seasons with them. And remember, guys, everything that's happening on this planet right now is being orchestrated. They're doing everything they can to turn it upside down because they want to bring in the Antichrist. They're doing everything they possibly can based on the teachings of Sabbatane Zevi, who basically brought Jacob Frank in, who basically brought the Rothschilds in, who control the money, the currency, and all the lobbying for all these congressional leaders and all the stuff that's happening. All of this stuff is orchestrated. Don't let them take you by surprise. These guys are some sick, sick, sick people, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right on that. And also, too, going back to Ruth Ginsburg, because I was looking at some of that this morning, too, because it was very strange to me. I mean, you know, in November, she falls down, breaks a bunch of ribs. Then in December, she basically has her left lung surgery, pulls out a bunch of malignant nodes and nodules and cancer and everything else, which, by the way, is a very invasive surgery. You start going into the chest cavity and pulling out tissue out of the lungs. And she's 85 years old. She's not 40 years old going through the surgery. She's 85 years old, multiple broken ribs and lung surgery. Now she's back 2 months later. If in turn, and we do know this because I've talked about this repeatedly, this has gotten very, very big in the Hollywood elite globalist market, is the blood of children as far as actually doing intravenous blood transfusions. This is becoming very popular, actually almost even mainstream now. They've talked about it, that people are paying tens of thousands of dollars to have blood transfusions of children's blood, like young children, full of HGH, full of natural testosterone, full of natural hormones, full of natural healing properties. So if this is really her, I don't believe for one second that somebody 85 years old, multiple bouts of cancer, cracked ribs in November, chest surgery with taking part of her lung out in December, is back up full running 100% in 2 months. I don't believe that for a second, unless they are doing some type of operational blood transfusions on her, or if it's a different person, or if it's a clone. I don't know, but something's very strange about this. Even from the NBC report, you guys remember, it's ABC, excuse me, a month and a half ago, when they basically put up their time of death, and Ruth Ginsburg is dead. Here's her time of death, here's her date of birth, blah, blah, blah. She's born in 1933, guys. been around for a while. So there's some weird things that are going on behind the scenes with all this. So I just wanted to kind of add that in there. Also, too, other news. This shows me what we're doing with this show, and very few people bring this topic up in alternative media. Ted and I bring it up on a regular basis. The DEA now had a report they did with Breitbart and stressed to Breitbart News that the U.S. seizures of heroin coming out of Afghanistan have a very limited impact at best on the nation's opiate crisis, that hardly any of the heroin in the United States is from Afghanistan. The DEA said this now. It goes on to say, we only know what is seized. We don't know what we miss. There's a plausible deniability, but given the SWA heroin accounted for less than 1% of all the heroin seized in fiscal year 2016, Barbara Carano, spokesperson for the DEA, said in reference to the Afghanistan-based heroin in the United States. She goes on to say the DEA cannot say with certainty that the Southwest Asian heroin from Afghanistan has not contributed to fatal overdoses, even though the United States has deemed the drug overdose that killed an unprecedented 72,287 people in the United States in 2017. Breitbart reached out to the DEA for comment about the U.S. Department of Justice indictments announcement this month of an Afghan man who tried to smuggle in hundreds of kilos of Afghan-based heroin in the United States. The DEA insisted less than 1% of all the heroin in the United States originates from Afghanistan. What's ironic about this, though, is that if you just look at the simple numbers, in 2017, the opium cultivation in Afghanistan reached a record high of over 328,000 hectares, which was 63% higher than 2016. They've already projected 2018 is supposed to be higher once the numbers are in. According to the latest survey, last year's record level of production that led to an unprecedented level of heroin production from the 2017 opium harvest, estimated 900 metric tons of heroin were export quality out of Afghanistan. Record high production of opium in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the leading producer of poppy and heroin in the entire world. They're saying that the worth of just what Afghanistan made in heroin last year was upwards of $6.6 billion, which was 32% of their GDP. My question is this. If they're moving over 1,000 metric tons of heroin and they're making up almost 35% of their GDP in heroin distribution, how in the world is the United States only getting less than 1% of the heroin out of that country? Because they have to have a narrative. The DEA has to come out and say, listen, we know what's going on. We hear this chatter. We hear the alternative media sites talk about this all the time. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Less than 1% of the heroin in the United States comes from Afghanistan. Complete and total fabrication. It's fake news, guys. It's fake news. Don't look at that over there. We just keep allowing Afghanistan to build even more and more and more poppy fields. But don't notice that. Don't look at that at all. We're not worried about that. That has nothing to do with that over there. Don't look at that. We need to focus on what's going on over here, and it has nothing to do with Afghanistan and the United States. Complete and total lies, in my opinion. These guys produce so much heroin, they have to find a place and a buyer to sell it. And as we have seen numerous times, the CIA has been involved in more drug running all the way from Vietnam, all the way down to Mexico, with the whole thing that we saw with the a couple presidents ago, the Iran-Contra affair, all that stuff down there with the cocaine and everything. The CIA's illicit in all this stuff, man. They're complicit in all of it. This has been nonstop going on for decades upon decades, and even El Chapo and multiple people, as I reported to you guys, remember last week, that the newspaper down in Mexico now has hundreds of people's eyewitness testimonies and papers discussing all the drug trafficking and how the United States and the CIA were completely complicit in allowing El Chapo to move thousands upon thousands upon thousands of metric tons of dope into the United States. This is how it is done. This is how they will continue to do it, because the drug war serves two purposes. A, to continue to fuel the war on drugs, so the United States police militarization can go further and further, so they can get more and more money, so they can get more and more grants from Homeland Security, like getting MRAPs and all types of helicopters and machine guns, so they can fight the war on drugs. And then on top of that, they can feed the prison industrial complex and literally incarcerate hundreds of thousands of people every single year for minor drug possession. And then a third top, they can make a massive amount of money that they can use in their black op operations, essentially all across the globe, that they never have to report, they never have to go through Congress, they never have to have any oversight whatsoever. They have literally billions upon billions of dollars in a slush fund they can use for their operations, fueled by the drug war. So best believe when the DEA comes out and says less than 1% of Afghan heroin gets into the United States, it's a complete and total lie, Dad.
2,200 pounds in a metric ton. You got to times that by a 1,000 metric tons. So you'd have millions and millions of pounds of raw, you know, heroin, 100% pure heroin. I mean, this isn't cut. This is pure stuff coming into the United States. You're looking at boxcar loads of heroin. You're looking at train loads of heroin. You're not looking at, you know, somebody putting, you know, a bag of heroin in the trunk of their car. You're looking at a lot of dope. And I mean, 1,000 metric tons. So
here's the thing about that. 2.2 million pounds.
2.2 million pounds. And think about this for a second. That's pure. That'll get cut 10 to 1. I mean, it's unbelievable how much this is. And here's the thing about this. Think about this for a second for me. If, you know, you're running all and you're slinging all that dope and it's coming into the United States and you don't want anybody to know about it, you got to have to put all these little stories out like, oh, by the way, it really hasn't had an impact in the United States, blah, blah, blah. No, it hasn't had a huge impact in the United States because it's being transported all over the world by C-130 transport planes. People don't understand how incredibly invasive this is into our culture. This is to bring us back into the Chinese opium wars. This is to make us all basically dope addicts, to make a huge percent of the population just addicted. So they'll do anything they have to. I watched this one movie this one time. It was that Liam Neeson movie, Taken. And you know, don't let kids watch it. It was pretty intense. And they had these girls they were stealing. They were basically kidnapping them, and they were basically selling them to the sex trade market. And the way they kept them in the sex trade market, they got them addicted to heroin. They kept them stoned and drunk and on heroin. And what ended up happening is these girls would do anything, including, you know, continuing to have sex with all these men just to get their fix. You see this all the time with pimps. Pimps do this to girls all the time. You see it on the TV and the movie shows all the time. They get the girls addicted to drugs, and the girls will do anything to get their fix. This is what they want done to the United States. They want us to have their – because remember, you got to get this, guys. And I know I talked to you about this, and nobody else talks about this, but I still talk to you about it. They don't see you as a human. They see you as an animal. So to them, you know, having you do this and having you involved in this, all this is just – it's like having cattle get immunized on the ranch. Nobody thinks about it. Or dusting your ant bed down with Amdro and killing your ants. I mean, they have to maintain a certain percentage of the crop here to make sure that we don't all die, to continue to create the energy they need. But the rest of us, they don't really care about. That's why I told you the other day. I've got a show. I've been working on it for the last 3 days. Oh gosh, it's one of those again. And it's going to go into real detail about the dark side and why they do what they do. And the sad part about it is that when you really start understanding this, you start to realize that, you know, without having faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, this whole thing turns into this giant mess. I mean, it turns into a giant, giant mess. Okay. By the way, Sweden has now become for the jihadis what Argentina was for the Nazis. Wow. Swedish moderate party MP Hanif Bali has said that his country's politicians should apologize to the people for not legislating against terrorism several years ago. Now he says it's already too late, while comparing Sweden to it, saying that Sweden has now become a haven to jihadists. Wow, what a mess. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you too. You know, thanks for getting your supplements from us. Thanks for giving me the privilege and the opportunity to pray for you guys every day. You get news here you don't get anywhere else. That's all I can say. I love you guys. I appreciate you so very much, Austin. I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for all the support. Also, too, in other news, I thought it's funny now, ironically, old Jesse Smollett now is now saying that he staged the crime because he was dissatisfied with his salary, as he has concocted up more and more stories now to try to cover, apparently, what the truth was, as we know now, was pretty much a political mission from the left. But he's now saying that he did this because he was upset with his salary and he wanted to have sympathy and try to get more money for his salary, all the while Advocate Magazine, Gay Rag, and a bunch of other of these magazines, CNN, all these places now, are now defending him, basically coming out now and saying that the police officers conducted their investigation intentionally to make Smollett look bad. So it's funny to me, now that he's been arrested, now that he's been charged, now they're trying to come out and defend him and saying that the police department is who did this, they made him look bad, now he's trying to say he did it because he wanted sympathy for not making enough money. By the way, he was making $65,000 per episode, which is a significant amount of money for a small actor on a very weird fringe HBO show, Showtime, whatever it was. So, yeah, complete and total joke. Also, too, in other news, vitamin C has been shown in numerous cases now to reduce dengue fever and the Zika virus. A case study by Thomas E. Levy showed that 10 packets of vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams per packet, completely cured a 15-year-old Colombian girl suffering from hemorrhagic fever. Said the patient was well after only 48 hours. Recent studies are proving the efficacy of vitamin C therapy in so many cases, including Ebola, and also to the Zika virus that we've seen repeatedly scare down here in Florida, but really is just more hype and theater for vaccine push. But research article after research article shows how effective virus killer is, vitamin C is, how much it works for these hemorrhagic fever, Zika, all these different things. So just understand, that's why we talk about vitamin C so much. That's why it's on sale right now for product of the week for over 10% off on the front page of the website. So be sure to check that out if you guys need anything. The vitamin C, as known as the Excellent C, is on sale for product of the week, so be sure to check that out right now, and multiple other products that we have on sale at healthmasters.com. Thank you so much, guys, for all the support. Thank you for everything you continue to do. The Doug 5 coupon will be ending today. We usually run it in 1 week intervals, couple day intervals, depending on what Doug asks us to do. So that coupon is good through today, so be sure to check that out and use it if you want to get a sale on anything Doug 5 on all regular priced products. Thank you guys for the support. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the prayers. You guys have a wonderful, blessed, safe night. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday, as always.